Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're supposed to link up here with Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald in just a few minutes. But Sham Sharania has just dropped a report, Leroy.
It's Sharani.
What?
Which is crazy. Go ahead and tell, and we'll break it down.
All right, here's ESPN Sham Sharania. Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler reiterated to team president Pat Riley in a face-to-face meeting last week that he wants to be traded, league sources told ESPN. Butler told Riley that he will not sign a new deal in Miami and intends to only use his $52 million player option in the offseason for the 2020 for a 25-26 as a trade maneuver, sources said.
So here's the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had already determined in months previous to this that the Heat and Pat Riley said they weren't going to extend Jimmy.
Yep.
Why the hell is Jimmy all of a sudden saying I'm not signing an extension? They were never going to give him one.
It's kind of like
so that's a moot point.
Yeah,
you didn't break up with me. I broke up with you.
Can't fire me. I quit.
Right. So the fact of anybody down here,
yep,
who sees that goes, well, that's odd because he was never going to get an extension.
It is odd. It is odd.
Right. So what to make of that?
Let's talk about it with our guy Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald, guest on 56WQM, brought to us by the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And visit them online, toyotaofhollywood.com. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up? Just another boring day.
Just another day. Just another day, dude.
I guess this buildup is like there's nowhere for it to go, right? Everybody has picked their side. Everybody has dug their heels in. And you see this last thing from Shams, but they were never going to give him an extension. So what was the point of him saying, I'm not going to sign one?
Well, I think there was still a chance at the start of the season that they might give him an extension this offseason coming up if he played in games and he played well and he was engaged. Now, you know, those chances probably diminished a good amount after everything that's transpired over the past couple weeks. But yeah, I think both sides probably, obviously Jimmy doesn't want to be in Miami anymore. And the Heat said they're going to listen to trade offers. Both sides would like to find a resolution and probably part ways. But the problem is, as we've been reporting, as many others have been reporting, it has not been easy to find a trade. And the Heat aren't going to just dump him to dump him. They're not going to do that. He's too much still of an asset at this point. He's a top – when he's healthy and he's engaged. He's a top 20 player in the league. Some would argue even maybe higher on that list when he's you know, activated in quote unquote playoff Jimmy. So it's just been difficult because the Suns are the team that's pushing the most. But as we all know, they're not going to trade Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal. I mean, or Devin Booker. So it comes down to Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has a no trade clause, which further complicates the issue because he has to approve a trade. Who wants Bradley Beal's 2 years, $110 million left in his contract? Bradley Beal isn't the Bradley Beal of a few years ago. And not only that, then that third team or fourth team that takes Bradley Beal has to be willing to send good enough assets to the Heat for the Heat to do the deal. Yeah. It's just, that's why nothing has been close, because I don't want to say it's impossible, but it is very challenging to pull that type of trade off.
Is this two sides that think the value of Jimmy Butler is more than what it is, and that is Jimmy Butler in the Heat? They value him more than maybe some other teams in the league?
Because
he is 35.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point, and some would argue, well, if you value Jimmy that much, why don't you just give him the extension, right?
Right.
But you know the Heat, they're not going to get swindled in the deal. That's not what they do. They want to get exactly what they want, which is a quality player, because they always want to compete now. Say what you want about the Heat, you know, that middling kind of in that 6 to 8, 9 range in the East. They feel like they can compete now. And B, they want flexibility moving forward, especially in 2026, in that offseason. They don't want to take long-term salary unless it's for a star. And they want picks because they don't have many tradable picks. So is anybody, like to your point, Leroy, is anybody going to give them that for a 35-year-old Jimmy Butler that wants a max contract this upcoming right. summer?
That's
complicated.
What do you think's been the, you know, you've been reporting, Anthony, about they've been trying to send a message to the locker room, like, hey, Friday comes around, we're prepping for him to come back. But, like, you get any sense of where the team is at right now, knowing when they made the suspension, maybe they were hopeful that this thing was going to be resolved by the end of the suspension. Doesn't appear like it's going to be. So, I guess, what do you think we're in for in a couple days?
I don't know. And that's why I'm fascinated, because I have no idea what we're going to be in for. To be honest, I haven't been around the team during this trip. I didn't travel. I was supposed to go to L.A., but then obviously all that's going on over there, just terrible. I couldn't make it out there. But I mean, you know, you've been around this team a lot, Tobin, you know how it is. Like, I think players will just kind of accept it and try to move forward. But it is going to be awkward. I mean, there's no doubt. Like, how could it not be? It's right. not going to just be like Jimmy playing his country music in the locker room, like normal. Like, it's just going to be a little awkward because of everything we know, you know, how that relationship between the Heat and him has been fractured. Like, I mean, every day there's more stuff coming out, right? It's just, it's gone ugly. And how is Jimmy going to take it, right? Like, does Jimmy go right back into the starting lineup? Is he play 35 minutes?
We've had these conversations for the last week, but
I don't know if the Heat are going to know what they're going to do. I'm assuming Eric Spoelstra is probably going to have a meeting with his coaching staff in the next couple of days and figure, like, what the heck are we going to do here, right? He is going to return. So it is going to be interesting.
The only thing that really got to me was beginning of the year, he said he was going to play, right? So I took him at his word. It doesn't bother me that he has beef with Pat Riley or the Heat, right? But to me, everything that he's done and how the team now views him is going to have the most impact on this situation to me. Because you can't now make it so uncomfortable for the other 14 guys in the locker room that you can't have production. So I have no idea what they're going to do. And just to assume, we're all making assumptions. Toba's making this assumption because he does this. Jimmy just will come back. Jimmy will come back and play, and it'll be great.
I didn't say that.
No, but
I didn't say that. I'm just saying I don't think you can bench him.
Like, why not?
Because that's crazy, dude. He's going to sit on the bench?
Well, what do you – so are we going to just roll him – and Anthony, this is the argument we had. Do you just roll him out there because he's Jimmy Butler – and then you throw the rest of the team under the bus because now this argument or this disagreement or this animosity towards another between people that have nothing to do with who's playing on the court is going to affect all the people on the court. What do you do?
Yeah, no, I it's a great question. I tend to side with Tobin that I'm assuming he'll just go back into a starting role because
he told us he was going to do that.
Yeah, but and then you see what you have, right? Like, look, the last two games Jimmy played, he didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Right.
If he's not giving you what you expect and, you know, he's standing in the corner and he's taking five shots, then maybe you don't play him in the fourth quarter again. But you have to.
That's not going to make it better, though.
Right. No, I don't think any. I don't think anything about the situation is going to be great. Right. Like, no matter what, even if you bench him, then that's going to be another issue, right? Well, yeah, you could say the rest of the team is unaffected, but you're going to have Jimmy Butler over there sitting on the bench staring at you while you're playing, and maybe you lose, and Jimmy's just on the bench like, really?
Yeah.
Really? This, you know? So
I get nothing is
great about this situation. I don't know if there's a right way to go about it at this point.
Do you feel like if what Shams is reporting, that they met with, you know, Riley, and I know that he probably reiterated his trade, do you feel like the Heat are doing anything on their side? You know, I know he's been with coaches or whatnot just to say, like, hey, it just is what it is right now. There is no out. And will you, you know, play? I know they probably got that message the first time around when he came back from his illness. But do you feel like there's been, I guess, maybe new efforts to see, like, hey, if this is here Friday, like, will you actually try?
Yeah, I'm sure there's been conversations. And I do know he's met with Pat. Like, I can confirm that he's met with Pat in this week. I would expect, my expectation is if they ask Jimmy Butler to play and be in uniform, he will play and be in uniform because you know why? He does not want to lose more money, right? Like, that's the problem. So I do think, again, my expectation just, I'm not going to say this is like 100%, but just from talking to different people, my educated guess is that there is no trade. They want Jimmy Butler to play on Friday. That he will be there in uniform and play. Because again, if he doesn't, then that's going to cost him more money, right? So he's already lost almost $3 million, which obviously that's pending the appeal process with the MBPA. And we'll see if he gets some of that back or maybe all of that back. We'll see. But just the chance of losing more money is not, you know, I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to do that just to prove a point here and not play. So yes, there have been conversations. There'll probably be more conversations moving forward, I'm sure. But my expectation is that he will at least be in uniform and say, I'm available. Because, again, that's going to cost him more money if he isn't.
Yikes. This is – I just don't – I can't think of – like, I'm thinking of all the other guys that have gone through this with a team. And none of them, even with Dame, even with Kawhi, none of this – maybe it's because we weren't close to it. None of it seemed to get this bad. Right? I just can't. None of it seemed to get this bad. Even with AD, like, none of it seemed to get this bad. And is it because, you know, Pat Riley's involved and we all know how Pat Riley is? And you got Pat Riley and Jimmy? Like, two guys are basically, they go at it like each other. So, like, yeah.
I do think that's it. I mean, you have two very headstrong individuals. You know, Jimmy wants to be traded. He wants to be dealt. He wants to be moved because he didn't feel like this team gave him what he deserved, right? That extension.
Right.
And Pat's like, I'm not going to just give you away to make you happy. Like, this there has to be a fair trade here.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to just trade you to get rid of this uncomfortable feeling. Like, we're gonna deal with it until we figure this out and find a resolution that's best for the team long term. And I think that's where we're at right now, where you have two sides that are kind of dug into their position. And that's why, like I was telling you, you know, earlier, Friday, if he is there in uniform, it is gonna be fascinating.
And it's at home
to see how that unfolds.
Would this have been better if it was on the road?
Oh my God, they wouldn't have done that. They probably would have made it a 12-game suspension.
I was told that one of the reasons they did seven games was because if he was going to return, they wanted it to be at home because it's just a more controllable environment than being on the road.
Do you think, Anthony, one of the things that I'm still missing the piece of, right? Like, I know you and I talked about this last year. Like, hey, what happens when he doesn't get it? What happens when he doesn't get it? Bam gets it. You know, we all knew this could have been a sensitive topic coming into the year. But what I'm still trying to wrap my mind around is, like, what happened from the time that he balled out in Detroit to this? Like what flipped? That's what I'm trying to, like, fill in the blanks in, because I can't figure that out. We all know that he got sick. We all saw the ankle twist, but then said he was going to come back. But it also just feels like when all those reports also happened to be coming out while he was away, like, did they try to go back to the Heat and say, please give us the extension? And the Heat said no, and that set this all off. Like, do we have any insight into, like, what changed from the time that he had one of his best regular season Heat games ever to the Pelicans and Pacers week?
I don't know, but as you guys know, like, it, these reports were coming out before that game, right? Like, the first Shams report happened before that game. We all knew Jimmy wanted the extension last offseason. He wasn't very happy with not getting it. And he had some moments earlier this year. He was playing good basketball. He was, according to advanced metrics, a top 10 player in the league still, right? Yeah. I know some people will say, you know, he can't read into that stuff. He wasn't consistently himself early on in the year. But you look at the numbers, efficiency-wise, he was playing very, very well. So it is hard to pinpoint what changed between now and then. The only thing I can think of is, yes, this was like something that was going on behind the scenes already then. He obviously just had a really good game. But I think after he got hurt, got sick, missed that time, he comes back. I don't know what happened in those two games, but something shifted in those two games where something changed. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was like, I know there's been reports about he calling out his effort. I don't think it was that. I really don't. Like, I think that was a question of, like, you know, Jimmy's performance against the Pelicans. Like, what was that? But I don't think it was just that. I think it was a collection of things that led to the suspension. From what I heard, like, you know, there was a bunch of stuff behind the scenes over the past few weeks that the Heat felt that they needed to do something.
I guess we'll go non-Jimmy for you before we get you out of here. Yeah. Seems like we're kind of hitting a moment on this road trip. We're supposed giving more trust to Nico, giving more trust to Kalel. What have you made of the two young big men and how they're playing together?
Yeah, it's been exciting, right? I mean, that's been one of the more encouraging things of this season, is just seeing this young core go through the ups and downs. Like, not every game is perfect. Nico didn't have a great game against the Clippers, obviously. I think he shot 1 of 10 from the field. But you see the skill sets, you see the upside, especially a guy like Kalel where yeah, there's a lot for him to learn, especially on the defensive end, defending pick and rolls. He has to get better at that. But you see the skill set, the threes, the rim protection, the lobs. He's 20 years old. Like, there is a lot of upside there. Nico has really taken some strides forward here the last few weeks, just with his playmaking. I think he's being used in probably a better role for what his skill set is as well at this point, coming off the bench. And even a guy like Jaime, you see him coming on too, a little more playing time, a little more usage. So this road trip, you know, it's 3-2 right now. It's not going to be a losing trip. Maybe it's 3-3. The Heat hope it's 4-2. It ends up 4-2. But I would say the biggest takeaway has just been the young core and them taking advantage of this opportunity to play more and be more involved.
Anthony, you think that seeing them play for this stretch of games and kind of going through the lumps during the course of a game and a road trip, then if they come back home and then they go back to sitting on the bench and not playing consistently, do you think that hurts? I think it hurts their development more than it helps. And Spo always says, well, you know, you got to be ready. But I think there's certain, like, a stretch of maybe, I don't know if it's like a couple of months or 3 months, that you got to just go through your lumps with consistent time at the highest level to be able to get better, especially with Kalel, because he got to keep seeing the pick and roll. He's got to keep figuring out, okay, do I go rim protect or do I step out? He's got to keep seeing it over and over again. Sure. And it just seems like we may not see them. They come back to Miami. Kalel may go back to playing 8 minutes.
Spoiler. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help. It doesn't help not to have them, you know, not playing. It right. only helps to get them as many reps as possible. I think Khalil's playing time will be okay just because it's for Bam, right? And mm-hmm. Bam is always available pretty much, except right. for last night. So he's going to get his 12, 14 minutes, whether Jimmy's playing or not, because it's in the minutes when Bam's on the bench. But the guys you look at are Jaime, right? Where Jaime right. might still play 20-plus minutes, but it's not going to be in the same role if right. Jimmy's mm-hmm. out there, because Jimmy's going to be taking that, have the ball in his hands, right?
Right.
Nico, similar. Like right now, Nico's being relied on to run the offense in certain stretches. It might not be the case if Jimmy's out there. So those guys, I think, will still play, but the role is a little bit different. Gotcha. With Jimmy in there.
Did you find any of the quotes that they said? A lot of people read in after the Blazers game about the chemistry. Do you think there's anything to that? Like that they're either fed up with it, or do you feel like, you know, just they're just, you know, excited about a good stretch of basketball?
Yeah, I'm careful to read into that stuff only because I don't know 100%. Right? It could be. I would not be shocked if there is something, you know, there's a reason to read into that. But also, how many times have we heard that after wins of like, the vibes are great, like we're, you know, things are going well. Like, so it's obviously very easy to read into that. And I understand what people did, but I'm trying to be careful and reserved here to withhold judgment.
Because if they do it, then we can do it.
Exactly. Right. So after last night, are the vibes not great again? I mean, it's a long season, right?
Yeah.
Long
season. Anthony, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Have a good one. Anthony Chang, the Miami Herald. Go follow his work. Does a fantastic job. Boots on the ground, as always.
I mean, we kept him forever.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop. Like, you can't, like, but you can have, think about this. You can have, we could have had an hour-long conversation about this. And this is the thing that kind of gets to me. We could have with Anthony Chang, we could talk to whoever, have an hour conversation, and when we get done, we're going to feel like we're no farther along or have any of a better idea of what's going to happen on Friday than we did before the conversation. And that's got to be the frustrating part for everybody.
Yeah.
Is that you have no idea. The wild card is Jimmy.
It is. And the according to this report too, it says the Heat officials are going to meet later this week to discuss the best route to do with Butler
later on this week, Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow's
don't do it on Friday.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Vlad, don't do it on Friday.
Later on this week, better be
tomorrow.
12:57.
No, yeah,
it better be 12:57 p.m. today. Like in the next few minutes. Like that's when later this week starts.
Hey,
you start. Yo, wait a minute. You call me. You start discussing about my situation on a Thursday.
So, question.
Yeah,
they can't get in trouble if they pay him and send him home.
No.
I don't think they can get in trouble, but I think the league doesn't want that. You know, from what I understand, is like the league doesn't want guys just going, you know, to be in a go-home situation and get, especially when you make as much money as Jimmy Butler. If you're PJ Tucker, it's one thing.
Well, okay. Well, then what do they want the Heat to do?
I don't know.
I want answers, damn it!
Take a break. Back after this.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.